Psalms week 2, day 2. Yehovah will hear when I call to him. Psalm 4. To the victor on Neginoth, which is a strummed instrument. A psalm of David. When I call, answer me, O God of my justice. In adversity, thou hast enlarged for me. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. Sons of a man, until when shall my glory be for humiliation? Will you love emptiness? Will you seek a lie? Selah. But know that Yehovah has set apart the merciful one for himself. Yehovah will hear when I call to him. Tremble ye, and do not sin. Talk in your heart on your bed, and be still. Selah. Sacrifice sacrifices of justice, and trust ye to Yehovah. Many are saying, who will show us good? Lift thou up the light of thy face upon us, O Yehovah. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time when their grain and their must are multiplied. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for thou, Yehovah, alone makest me to dwell securely. Must is grape juice that has not yet been fermented into wine. Grain and must are multiplied. So, in the summary of the spiritual sense here, verse 3 is about the advent of the Lord. They should fear him, for from the Father he has protection, is the summary of the spiritual sense. The psalm says, but know that Yehovah has set apart the merciful one for himself. Yehovah will hear when I call to him. Now we read about the coming of the Lord in Arcana Celestia 9405. In the internal sense of the word, the Lord alone and his kingdom and church are treated of. From this comes the holiness of the word, and also the coming and presence of the Lord, with those who, while reading the word, do not look to themselves, but to him and the neighbor, that is, to the good of one's fellow citizen, of our country, of the church, and of heaven. The reason is that those who look to the Lord allow themselves to be raised by him into the light of heaven, whereas those who look to themselves do not let themselves be raised. For they keep their view fixed on themselves and the world. From this it can be seen what is meant by seeing the Lord in the Word. Apocalypse explained 471, explaining the words, when I call, answer me. The expression to answer frequently occurs in the word, and it signifies, in reference to the Lord, influx, inspiration, perception, and information, likewise mercy and aid. To answer means not to answer, but to flow into the thought, to give perception, and to give help from compassion. From this it is that answers in reference to the Lord signify perceptions from influx. It is to be noted that whatever comes from the Lord into the perception is called influx. Explaining the words, lift thou up the light of thy face upon us, O Yehovah. Apocalypse explained 42, the light of the faces of Yehovah or of the Lord means divine truth from divine love, and intelligence and wisdom from it. For both angels and men have all their intelligence and wisdom from divine truth, or the divine light in the heavens. Therefore, make thy faces to shine upon us, lift up the light of thy faces upon us, and cause thy faces to shine, signify to enlighten in divine truth and to bestow intelligence and wisdom. Finally, explaining the words, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. By peace are signified all things in their aggregate, which are from the Lord, and thence all things of heaven and the church, and the happiness of life in them. These are of peace in the highest or inmost sense. It follows, therefore, that peace is charity, spiritual security, and internal rest. For when man is in the Lord, he is in peace with his neighbor, which is charity, in protection against the hells, which is spiritual security. And when he is in peace with his neighbor and in protection against the hells, he is in internal rest from evils and falsities. This passage is Apocalypse Revealed 3:06. Questions and comments. Number one, in the first verse, we can think of mankind calling out to the Lord. In what ways was mankind confined before the Lord came? It says, when I call, answer me, O God of my justice, in adversity. Adversity means also in a tight place, in a confined place, like in prison. Thou hast enlarged me. What ways was mankind confined before the Lord came? In what ways did the Lord enlarge our freedom? In verse 2, the Lord is responding to us, reminding us how we got ourselves into this predicament. Sons of man, until when shall my glory be for humiliation? Will you love emptiness? Will you seek a lie? Question 3. Does it seem to you that the Lord answers when you call on him? Do you sometimes talk to him in your heart, in your bed, as it says in the psalm? Number 4. Have you sometimes noticed that the Lord provides guidance in how to live with and love our fellow citizens, and that this guidance provides peace, security, and internal rest?